This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
92.9 ESPN. Now, 92.9 FM ESPN presents Memphis's biggest columnist.
You ain't got to do nothing, homeboy. You ain't writing nothing. No, you ain't. Ain't writing nothing. I ain't letting him write. He ain't getting no interviews.
It's the award-winning Jeff Calkins from the Daily Memphian and the Jeff Calkins Show.
I'm not going to get no interview. I'm good.
On 92.9 FM ESPN.
Gentlemen, this is something they call a groundbreaker. So let me first apologize to the shirts and the ties for your makeup. 'Cause I make you ugly as soon as it drops. We're on a rampage, bubbles popping up before you know it. There's rubble and dust, 'cause we'll be pushing it up. Somebody say,
you better run. Yeah.
Morning, everybody. Happy Wednesday. Today on the radio show, busy day. Wednesdays are busy. We got John Martin in the next segment. We'll talk to John about all manner of things. Maybe a lot of Tiger basketball in there, but we'll talk to John about whatever comes up. Straight up 10 o'clock, we got Chris Harrington on the Grizzlies, the NBA, and more. And then, of course, Sam Hardiman joins us on Wednesdays from the Daily Memphian, and he has a couple things to talk about, including continuing news about FedEx Forum, the funding for FedEx Forum renovations. And then in addition, there's this fight between the really interesting stories in the Daily Memphian, a fight about between the police union and the police chief in the city about this new leadership position that they've created, and really interesting stuff there. And so we will we'll talk to Sam about that too. He every week is gracious to help guide us through some of these civic issues. So that is the lineup: John Martin, and then Chris Harrington, and then Sam Hardiman, all from the Daily Memphian. Although Jason and John, main gig right here, 11 to 2. Anyway, couple things I wanted to get to real quick, Jeffrey. One is, after our show ended, the ratings came out, for the Iowa LSU women's game, and they were staggering. 12.3 million on average. And, that was, more viewers than any women's college basketball game ever. That's not a surprise, right? That's not that. No. That wouldn't be surprising. More viewers than the 2023 NBA Finals. More viewers than the 2023 World Series. More viewers than the 2023 Orange Bowl or the 2023 Big Ten Championship or the 2023 Cotton Bowl or the 2023 Pac-12 Championship. more viewers than the Purdue-Tennessee men's Elite Eight game, more viewers than the 2024 Golden Globes, more viewers than the final round of the Masters last year, more viewers than every World Series game in 2023. Actually, there was one of the, on average, more viewers than any, than the 2023 NBA Finals. One of the five games did better than that, but four of the five games, the LSU-Iowa game drew outdrew the others. It's fantastic. It's staggering. And of course, it's Caitlin Clark. So how much of this will that won't persist? But women, let's be honest. The next game did well.
Yeah, it was the second biggest event. I mean, it was 6.7 million, I think.
Yeah, it's the other thing. In addition to being a proof of concept that when you've got a star like Caitlin Clark and women's basketball, people will watch. The other thing I really liked about it is that game started early.
Yeah.
It was started at 6 o'clock here?
Yes, 6 Central, 7 Eastern, which honestly, at first my inclination was that would keep it from being this monster, and boy, was I wrong.
Yeah, so this, someone named Andrew Fine, I guess his name is, on Twitter, he tweeted, "The fact that the LSU versus Iowa game drew 12.3 million viewers in the 7 p.m. slot, 7 p.m. Eastern, should remind TV executives that you don't have to start marquee events at 9 p.m. to guarantee elite ratings, especially on weeknights." Wouldn't that be nice?
Yes.
Wouldn't that be nice if they're like, oh, we can actually start these things a little earlier and still get massive ratings?
Yes.
Do you think this will remind them of that?
Probably not.
I don't either. But there you go. There you go. So that was... I don't know. I mean, there is nothing to say other than those are absolutely fabulous ratings. On the other hand, on women's basketball, did you see what the Louisiana governor is suggesting?
I'm sure it's going to be something that is totally down the middle, reasonable.
That the Louisiana governor is suggesting that if. Because the LSU team was not out for the national anthem,
mm-hmm.
right? That if you are not out for the national anthem, you should lose your and standing whatever you should lose your scholarship.
Mm.
Jeffrey Landry is his name, and LSU was not out for the national anthem because you know why? They never are.
Yeah,
that's just their routine. And so he said there should be a policy. It is time that all college boards, including the Regent, put a policy in place that student athletes be present for the national anthem or risk their athletic scholarship. This is a matter of respect that all collegiate coaches should instill. It's kind of amazing to be attacking Kim Mulkey from the right.
My first thought yesterday when I saw she was wherever the LSU was taking heat for
crazy.
That. Like, yeah, you know, that Bass Station of protest.
It's in the whole damn thing is just so like it's so performative. It just doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, listen, is it okay if you're at the, what if you're in the men's room during the national anthem? Are you allowed to be? Are you allowed to be? Can you be getting barbecue nachos during the national anthem?
Apparently, according to Louisiana governor, no.
You actually have to be
in your seat,
standing up, etc. It's just absurd. That was absolutely, absolutely absurd. So there you go. There was that bit of news. Second bit of news. It was a pretty newsy day once our show ended yesterday, Jeffrey. Second bit of news.
Yeah.
Ryan Silverfield contract finally completed. There was a lot of wrangling. It took a long time because...
It was a negotiation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it wasn't like, okay, we'll just agree on this right off the bat and be done. If so, it would have been done in January, right?
Yes.
And here we are.
The end of the season, yeah.
Here we are, April. So mm-hmm. there was some back and forth on this. certainly, and some vigorous back and forth on this, I will tell you. In the end, he was due to make under his current contract. He had 2 years left on his current contract. It was going to go through 2024 and 2025. And in 2024, he was going to make $1.95 million. That was the deal. Instead, he now has had 3 years tacked on. And instead of making 1.95 in 2024, he will make 2.2. So basically a $200,000 raise, and then upward from there, 2.2 million, then 2.25 million, then 2.5 million, then 2.6 million, then 2.7 million in the last year of the deal. What did you make of it? Salary, by the way, the salary itself, I'm going to go over some of the incentives in a minute, but the salary itself bumps $100,000 anytime he wins nine games.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And that would be, it'll bump going forward, right? You know what I mean?
It raises the base pay.
Yeah, so instead of making 2.5,
right.
The salary itself bumps $250,000 if he gets 10 wins. So what did you make of the entire package?
So the first question I had, which is always the first question I have with contracts, is what's the buyout?
Well, so Gabe said that 60% is the buyout.
So it's the same buyout as the last one, yeah. 60% of the remaining. To me, it was kind of, all right, we are bumping him up to... To me, it was like we're bumping him up to, I think he's like the fourth highest paid maybe coach in the league. But he's basically in that same ballpark as the highest paid coaches in the league. And to me, what they were signifying is they believe that the floor with Ryan Silverfield is pretty high, because with that kind of contract, that length of time, to me, it's like, all right, you're basically saying we think he's going to be here for a while.
The question obviously is...
Or it's not going to bottom out.
Here's the truth. This is not a big raise. It's the money in the contract is very modest.
Yeah.
In terms of, like, this is not... We've got to do everything we can to keep this guy happy. You know, they gave him a $200,000 raise, right?
Yeah.
It's the three extra years that's the most meaningful part of this, obviously, right?
Yeah.
And you would have imagined a win for Memphis, just avoiding risk, would have been two extra years, right?
Sure.
Make it 4 years instead of 5 years. So I think that part was a win for Ryan, that he gets the three extra years rather than two extra years.
And my suspicion is that was part of the negotiation, like to keep the 60% that we're talking about.
Right. A lot of coaches, the buyout is 100%. You've got to pay them every penny of what they're earned. So I guess the problem...
And half is due usually within 30 days.
The challenge is that, listen, and I totally do understand. I think Ryan Silverfield, while he has not inspired the fan base... Right. Even now, even after the bowl win and everything else, at some point you just concede. You have to acknowledge that the guy was a good job last year, and he has the program seemingly on the verge of good things. Expectations are very high for this coming year, right?
Yes.
Very high for this coming year. You want to keep the train rolling down the tracks, and you hope he can continue to build on what he has done. Like, in the end, Ryan has taken the approach that what matters is winning,
mm-hmm.
right? The off-the-field stuff doesn't matter as much. That's not been his emphasis. You know, he's not on every, you know, doing every PR appearance he possibly can.
I would say the marketing perspective
has not been his.
I think he does think it's important to not have off-field issues.
Oh, no, I don't mean that. I mean the marketing off-the-field stuff, yeah. So, in the end... If they win the conference, and heavens, if they get to the playoff this year, like, and that is within the realm of possibility. It's not totally far fetched. It'll be a bargain. I guarantee you this: if he gets to the playoff this year, he'll be the lowest paid coach in the playoff.
Yes, I think that's almost. I think whoever the G5 representative is, I think it's probably going to be the lowest paid.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's a trick question, but it's exactly right. So the problem is, the problem is that given the high expectations this year, if they fall flat, they have a disappointing year this year, then you got four more years of a contract.
Correct. I think the question, though, is what constitutes disappointing?
Disappointing is another. Is eight wins and not going to the conference championship game and, you know.
And again, to me, it's like they can have all the lip service they want. When they had the back-to-back 6 and 6 years, like, to me, they established we are not firing someone that makes a bowl game.
Right. And so I see. So barring a disastrous
Correct.
Year.
The bottom has to fall out to me. And basically what this contract said is we do not believe the bottom will fall out.
I see. But they would not make a change with 7 wins.
I think they established when they had the consecutive 6 and 6s, and then, you know, after the talking points of 6 and 6 isn't acceptable, and then
I'll tell you where the turning point will be. Going into the quote unquote new stadium, you will want excitement going and optimism going into the new stadium, right?
Sure.
And so, I do think that it will be interesting how he is doing at that moment.
I wonder, though, if what they're saying is we think the excitement of the new stadium
will be
itself
enough. Yeah. Will be enough. Here's some of the the incentives. You tell me.
All right.
You tell me if he's going to get this. Okay. Over the next 5 years, tell me how much of this incentive. By the way, incentives capped $500,000 any one season.
Okay.
Okay. Power conference wins. Is he going to get that this year?
No.
Seems unlikely, right? That's 25 grand he gets for power conference wins.
Right, because they're going to be heavy underdogs against Florida State, and then the next opportunity would be the playoff, right? And
so it seems unlikely this year.
I get the does bowl game count? Like, if you you can play like lifeless.
Yeah, you don't make the playoff and you play Iowa State.
Sure.
Right? And that's a $25,000. Yeah. No, you're right.
Or that's get like the Fenway Bowl.
Honestly, that's more likely than that. That's a pretty. He's got a real shot at that.
Sure, I still think I would vote no.
$5 million in ticket sales. I don't know what their ticket sales are now, so I don't know what that threshold is. That's 25 grand. Final top 25 ranking, 25 grand. He hasn't done it yet.
Yeah,
has he? Were they this year? No, I don't think he's done it yet.
No, year.
You would hope that this year. No, first year wasn't top. Not final top 25 ranking, was he? I don't think so. Final top 10 ranking, $50,000.
No.
So he hasn't gotten either of those yet. 8 wins in a season, that seems pretty easy. And that's 75 grand, right?
Yes.
9 wins in a season is 100 grand. 10 wins in a season is 125 grand. And 11 wins in a season is 150 grand.
And do bowl games count?
I think they count. Yeah, in a season. Yeah, in a season. 8 wins in a season, 75 grand. That's candy from a baby.
Yeah.
Right there, right?
I mean, you could even talk me into 10. The last year that they were ranked in the final poll was 2019.
And that was?
They were 17.
Who was the head coach?
That was Mike.
That was Mike.
So he is Ryan.
He has not gotten the top 20. He's not gotten the 25,000. For the top 25 ranking, he would not have, so far in his tenure, he would not have generated that. He would not have.
They did
that.
Get ranked in 2020, but not in the final poll.
No, yep, it's final poll.
Yep.
11 wins, $150,000. Conference championship game appearance in this conference, he should get this. At least, if not every year, over the course of the 5 years, that's 100 grand. Conference championship game win, that's 250 grand. Bowl game appearance, 25 grand. Bowl game win, $50,000. By the way, as you're complaining about the NIL out there, these players, all they want is money, right? Bowl game win, a bowl game appearance, mm-hmm. bowl game freaking appearance,
yeah.
which is practically meaningless in college football now, right? It's 6 wins.
To me, it is only news if you don't make a bowl game now.
And that's 25 grand. It's just, yeah. that's college football playoff game appearance. Now, that one deserves a bonus.
Sure.
It's funny, that one's only 125. I'd give that one more. You get into the college playoff, I'd give you.
I think the deal though is, because didn't you say these are all capped at 500? Like once you can get.
Well, here's the thing.
So if you get to the college football playoff, you're going to get that 11
you'll
win.
You'll get a bunch of this stuff anyway.
Right.
Yeah. College football quarterfinal appearance is 250. College football semifinal appearance is 325. College football championship game appearance, I look forward to him getting that one, is 400. College football championship win? $500,000. I'd give him more. I wouldn't cap him.
Well, especially
if he won the national championship, I'd give him $5 million.
I mean, I guess the argument would be if he won the national championship, he'd get a new contract worth that anyway.
So there you go, $500,000. Those are the bonuses for Ryan Silverfield. He earned that. He earned it with the year that he had. And because I don't know that they were anxious to give it to him at one point, you know, so he 100% earned that by doing what he did last year. And now expectation, I don't think excitement is at an all-time high or anything, but I think expectations are high. And when you do well, you create expectations. And now it's time to live up to them.
No, I totally agree. I said yesterday that I felt like he earned the contract, but like on the scale of no doubt to I thought it was on the lower end, because like to me it's like
on the lower end. It is on the lower end. I mean, halfway through the season, we were saying he's got 2 years left. I see no reason to give him a new contract.
Right.
We were all saying that. Everyone on the station, I think, was saying that. I don't know what Gabe was saying, but most of us were saying he's got two more years left. Get to a freaking conference championship game before we give you a new deal. But then he did what he did last year, winning 10 games, winning a bowl game, bringing Seth back.
Mm-hmm.
I think he turned me around in terms of whether he deserved the new deal, and I think he deserved the new deal. So there you go. A couple other bits of news that I wanted to get to before John Martin joins us, one of which is, which we'll talk to John Martin about, we got some news about Kyle Cherenfant yesterday that he's entered the portal, and David Jones, Partha Padhyay over at the Daily Memphian, got a hold of David Jones, did an interview in Spanish and ran it through the old translator.
Mm-hmm.
And so we got some window into what David Jones is thinking. And then there's Kyle Cherenfant leaving. The David Jones one, honestly, like, who the hell knows? It's a podcast. It's translated, whatever else. And there was nothing in there that was committed him any one way or the other. As someone who does not believe or has not believed that David Jones is coming back, I actually came away from reading that slightly more hopeful.
So you and I were in the same spot, because I have not had, like, the greatest vibes on him, on his returning.
No, I've even wondered, like, even if he doesn't go pro, is he going to go in the portal? Like I've wondered, like, it didn't feel automatic to me at all that David Jones was coming back. But the way he talked about it, he says, sure, if I can make money in the NBA, I'm going to go do that. Well, we all know he's not going to make money in the NBA next year. I don't know, he was talking about Memphis in particular, but he was talking about the good things in his life that happened. He's got free food, he's got free board, he's got medical, whatever, he's got... He
was kind of giving the recruiting pitch.
Yeah,
like, that was... that. I left feeling the same way.
I was more positive after reading that. People can read it at the Daily Memphian, but you can and see it yourself. There was nothing in there that was definitive at all.
But as someone who didn't have like the greatest vibes, I was like, okay.
And the Cherenfant news, I don't know. There's nothing wrong with Kyle Cherenfant is not a program. This is not Austin Nichols transferring, right?
Sure,
but it's just another one. You know, it's like where we all have said. Some continuity, program building, like all of those things matter. Yes, you can look at Alabama and you can. There's more than one way to skin a cat. But you do need some continuity. And Kyle Cherenfant seemed like a guy, if the emphasis is going to be on defense and whatever else, he seemed like a guy who you would like to keep around. And I think it's just another, well... Okay, guess it's going to be a whole new team. Like, that was disappointing news to me.
Yeah, I fell under the category of I need more information. Like, I'd like to know, was this he was hey, maybe you should go look around, or is this his call? Like, to me, like, that does matter.
I heard you talking about that with Mark.
And Mark said he believed
they wanted him.
Correct.
Clearly it would be different if they had chased him away.
But I would also say, though,
if they wanted him and could not keep him, I think, why do players return? They return, A, because the NIL is right. Right, they actually had the unsportsmanlike. The show before ours had Donovan Klingon on,
mm-hmm.
and he was interesting because he was talking about UConn, and what he said was, without even being asked, he said, "The NIL here is great." He said, "And they treat us very well." He said, "But we came here to win too. We came here because we want to get to the next level." We know we're going to get good coaching, and we want to win.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, obviously, what keeps a player around, the NIL has to be right, right? You have to be competitive with the NIL.
Yeah.
But what keeps a player around is a feeling like, I'm in good hands, and I trust this staff with my career.
I mean, there's kind of the Alabama under Saban element, whereas I think we're going to find out whether or not players kind of took a Saban discount in the sense of they could have gotten more money somewhere, but they went to Alabama for the, you know, for everything else that went into it.
Right.
And so I think you could say that maybe that applies to UConn.
You want to, but I think it's anywhere. And again, 1,000 players are in the portal. It's not some.
Oh, I think you could double it.
It's not some black mark to lose players to the portal. Everyone is losing players to the portal.
There's going to be Final Four teams that lose teams to the portal.
Yeah, so that's not what I'm saying. But when you have to build an entire team, that is a problem. And so when you wonder why players choose to stay or not, NIL is first. But then the second is, I think, am I confident my role here is going to be? Am I confident that the coaching staff trusts me and is going to use me? Am I confident that I'm going to be getting better? Am I confident that, and I don't know. I actually think this comes back into the playing time stuff. When the playing time is as erratic as it is, 2 minutes one day, don't play another day, start another day. Like Carl Schoenfront started games.
Yep.
And then games he got DNPs. Like, what do you do with that? You just say, I'd rather not. Thanks. You know?
Oh, I definitely think that's it. And then, you know, and I'm sure it's like, you know, it's the same thing everyone does. It's not only does he get DNPs, it's like, oh, I'm getting DNPs, but you still got both Jaden and Ashton in. Like, that's natural to think that.
So, anyway. And then the final bit of news that I wanted to talk about before we get to our guests, John Martin, Chris Harrington, and Sam Hardiman, is the news out of Kansas City. Where the voters went to the polls and rejected a proposal that would pay for a new baseball stadium downtown and refurbishing Arrowhead. And it's kind of amazing, really. I mean, they had Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes lobbying for mm-hmm. this on ads, right? You would think if any city were primed to vote to pay for new stadiums or refurbished stadiums, it would be at a place where this isn't San Francisco.
Sure.
You know, it's not the bastion of liberalism where everyone's like, we need to give all the money to, you know, social services or something. It's freaking Kansas City, for God's sakes, right?
Yeah.
And secondly, they have a dynasty. They're in the midst of a dynasty going on right there. And yet it was, and by the way, the funding mechanism, it was just an extension of a 3/8 of a cent sales tax that was already in place.
Mm-hmm.
So the sales
tax. So they're just going to keep it, like,
they're just
extending it. Yeah.
Keep, there's right
not
now,
raising
whatever
it,
you're paying
it,
yeah. at the groceries and sales tax, 3/8 of a penny of that, right? Well, not groceries, whatever you're buying anything, 3/8 of a penny goes to something else right now or whatever goes, maybe it goes for the funding the last stadiums. But anyway, it's just extending it. We're just going to keep doing this, and this will produce the billions of dollars, and it was $2 billion, I think, that will enable us to build a new downtown baseball stadium and to keep the Chiefs here. And by the way, the Chiefs, unlike the Grizzlies, kind of amazing, have made noises about leaving. Well, we sure would like to stay here forever, like that. They've at least impliedly said that they need this or they might leave, and it's voted down. Now, I'll say two things. They're not leaving.
Duh.
And I think that's one reason why people voted it down. No one would take that threat seriously in Kansas City, right?
Yeah.
Browns did leave Cleveland. Colts did leave Baltimore.
Yeah.
Like, how much more embedded can you be than that?
The thing that I'm more curious about is, have we seen a pivot where it felt like for the last at least 20 years, owners could basically threaten anything and they would end up just getting their way one way or another. But as, you know, this Cleveland's now doing the same thing where they're threatening to move because they want either a new stadium on the waterfront or they want essentially the type of renovations that would make it a new stadium. Kansas City can't get this thing off the ground. We have the whole D.C. thing, although it feels like that was more of a political miscalculation maybe than an owner threatening.
But
it does feel like we're calling owners bluffs more.
Well, here's the thing. I don't know the circumstances under which, like, why this had to go to a public vote. As to the truth of the matter is, if you put stadiums to a public vote, they almost always, people understandably don't like the idea of using tax money for stadiums.
Well, especially so, people that vote like in referendums.
So right now, they're coming up with $550 million for the Grizzlies, and they came up with whatever they ended up coming up with for the, if all of that had to go to referendum in Memphis, it would be voted down.
Well, isn't that, correct me if I'm wrong, isn't that why Willie or whoever, didn't they like avoid the vote?
Back then. I mean, and this, it would be voted down now, and now the Grizzlies are popular.
Correct.
And everyone acknowledges that we love the Grizzlies and they're an important part of the city. And back then, people hated the Grizzlies. They're like, they're just going to leave in 5 years. Who cares about the NBA?
We just built an arena.
So there was absolutely a push by the opponents to have, well, let's have a referendum. And there was no way that any public official was going to allow this to be decided by referendum because they knew they would have been absolutely swamped.
Mm-hmm.
They would have just been destroyed and the Grizzlies would never be here. But I even think that's true to right now. If you put to a vote, should we spend $550 million on FedEx Forum, it would lose.
I think that's probably fair because I think in the end it really boils down to, like, people that are going to vote in that type of referendum,
like
they're probably not as
even if it were on the presidential ballot, even if it were like a line on the presidential ballot, people who vote,
people that vote in those elections, like, let's be real, most of the time they're not sports fans and politics is their sports. Or like,
but I'm telling you, it would be voted down if it were a line in the next year's presidential election ballot, it would still be voted down.
Yeah, but I don't think it'd be the
maybe
as
not
wide.
Maybe not as much. But
but yes, I agree with you.
The general human being thinks it's crazy.
Well, like, even in
to
a city
public,
like,
money into private stadiums,
even in a city like this where
private businesses,
we have a high percentage of sports fans, like relative. You know, Well, I mean, think about it just in terms of like the sports talk station.
Right.
Like, when we look at other cities,
we do have a higher concentration
of sports fans. But still, what is that number in terms of the actual voting populace?
I also think it's true that, as I said before, that if you did do that in Memphis and it was voted down, then the Grizzlies would leave. But I think the Kansas City voters knew, you're not taking the Chiefs out of Kansas City. Come on, man.
Clark Hunt has been taking a lot of L's for a guy that's just won, his third Super Bowl in five years?
No one is buying that. By the way, to your point about all the sports fans, this from Drew Hill, can confirm he's getting his marriage license.
Yes.
Right now, today, right?
Good luck.
Because you only got 30 days once you get your marriage license to get married. And so he's getting his marriage license today. something that you and I have both done. For me, it was pretty easy. Can confirm they are listening to the Jeff Calkins Show at the county clerk marriage license office. So all the happy couples... So all the happy couples can celebrate by listening to me talk about stadium funding. Mm-hmm. You know what we should do? We should interrupt this. Because all you happy couples are listening to us. Jeffrey and I are now going to give a piece of marital advice. You all are walking to get your licenses, and so we're going to give a piece of marital advice because we're glad to be on there, right?
Yeah.
So, what is your marital advice?
So, I feel like far too often I heard this. I think from a guy at Barstool, and I stood by it. Far too often, it's have things in common, like shared interest and whatnot. I think he touched on. I think it was Large from Barstool touched on something that is true. Have things you hate in common. Because
but what the problem here
like
is
like you
that
can share already, the entertainment.
They've already picked each other though.
Like right.
You mean develop things? You
correct. Like find like for instance, I really had no opinion on Jordan Rodgers, but my wife truly hates him with a passion. So I have found myself supporting her in her hatred
of,
because it makes her feel better.
That is mm-hmm. unconventional advice. Now, I used to give one, mind you, I've divorced, and now I'm remarried.
Mm-hmm.
So, my old marital advice used to be, it's not about being right in these arguments. It's not about winning, and that what I used to say was that you have to understand. And there really is no truth. I literally used to wish that there was a TV crew that would follow me around the house, and all of us around the house, to establish who really is doing the work.
Right.
Who really is. That way we could at least talk about this stuff from an objective, there's a truth here. Because I used to think I pulled my weight, she pulled more of her weight, whatever else. And then, but I came to realize that in most of these things, there is no truth. There's my truth.
That's point of view.
There's my truth, and there's her truth. And that if I love her, and I should pay attention and not just want to... I have to acknowledge her truth. That is her truth, and I love her and respect her and want her to be happy. And doesn't mean I can... But that's a perspective you have. Rather than just winning. What do you win? If you win, what do you win? You win nothing.
I mean,
you win a resentful spouse. But anyway, that was my old advice. It's too complicated. And now, so Claire... this could get a little gushy. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Claire refers to a guy named Dr. John Gottman. Dr. John Gottman says one of the keys, and I'm sorry if this is going to be a little too mushy for any of you, maybe a little too intimate for any of you. Maybe I need Dr. Jennifer Valley here on to discuss this. Every day, a 6-second kiss. Every day, a 6-second kiss. Here's some things that a 6-second kiss can do.
All right.
According to Dr. Gottman, it can build a ritual of connection. It can create physical touch. It can be a bid for connection. If your partner has initiated, then it's turning towards your partner. It boosts fondness and admiration. It builds appreciation between you. It can increase your, I don't know what this means, your love maps of your partner's kissing style. It adds to your emotional bank account. It can boost your positives for the 5-1 ratio. I don't know what that means. It can lead to sex. It can be self-soothing. It can reduce cortisol, the stress hormone, and boost oxytocin, the love hormone. This is all for you people at the county clerk's office.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
I think that guy's very horny. I think it can lead to sex should be what he led with.
You think it's just he all the other stuff
correct.
Is just like sometimes this is going to...
Yeah, and I'm not saying like all those are incorrect, but that also, that just strikes me as... That guy's very horny.
Bob Levy from O'Call says, my marital advice to men is make sure you're marrying your second wife first.
Yeah, that's true.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, all of this helpful information.
Although you wouldn't have your three boys if you
brought
did that.
To you by, that's true. Brought to you by the Jeff Calkins Show. Bob Levy by there over at O'Call. Over there at O'Call. That's my advice. My advice is to get in there. It's spring. It's a little chilly this morning, but it is spring, and we got things coming up. We got backyard barbecues coming up. We got trips coming up. We got graduation parties coming up. We've got all kinds of things coming up. And Father's Day, Mother's Day, spring, summer, days by the pool, and they are loaded with spring and summer merchandise in there. They've got the Peter Millar store. They've got the Faraday. If you watch the documentary, of Marc Gasol, you'll notice.
I watched last night.
I look pretty good,
you
don't
did?
I?
You had your Faraday shirt on.
Wearing my Faraday shirt from O'Call. Of course. Why wouldn't I? So
your den looks spectacular, by the way.
And the den, yeah, the whole thing. I thought it looked good. I'll get your impressions of the documentary later. But anyway, my advice to all of you is to get into O'Call. We got to take a break. John Martin coming up next. Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station. The Gabe Kuhn Show afternoons.
It's Gabe Kuhn from 92.9's Gabe Kuhn Show. And 92.9 FM ESPN is a proud radio partner for the 2024 Memphis Touchdown Club Speaker Series benefiting Le Bonheur Children's Hospital. Starting with Paul Feinbaum, our guest speaker, on April 29th at the Hilton Memphis. Get your tickets now online at 92.9ESPN.com or go to MemphisTouchdownClub.com. The 2024 Memphis Touchdown Club Speaker Series for Le Bonheur with 92.9 FM ESPN.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
"No!" My car!
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Let me tell you about my friends, Carl and Karen.
This place is sus.
Let's go to Tunica.
And so they did. And immediately, they became winners.
Hey, baby, what you doing?
Winning. Hey, baby, what you doing?
Winning.
And not just gaming either. They did spinning, dancing.
Winning.
Or at the sportsbook.
Winning!
Or enjoying a world-renowned meal.
Winning!
No matter what you're doing in Tunica, you're always a winner.
Learn more at tunicatravel.com.
Hey everyone, it's Boomer Esiason here. Superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Stay on your game, all with the parts you need at the prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, Howie, what's going on at the Robert Irwin Jewelers Diamond Showroom on Perkins Extended this Saturday?
The 6-hour 60% off sale.
60% off? You mean up to 60% off?
No, let me clear this up. It's not up to, it is 60% off. Between the hours of 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. this Saturday, you could get 60% off anything that's in our showcases.
This Saturday only at Robert Irwin Jewelers in the Diamond Showroom on Perkins Extended.
It's a legit 60% off sale. Do not miss it.
Hey, it's Jeff Calkins. You know when people ask if you have a good dentist to recommend? Well, I have a great dentist. It's Mehdi Sadeghi at the Smile Center. I've been going to the Smile Center for years now. My three boys all go there too. Mehdi is skilled, he's cheerful, and has always found time when emergencies arise. I honestly couldn't imagine a better dentistry practice than the Smile Center. It's where I send all my friends. So if you're looking for a great dentist, go where my family goes. The Smile Center is conveniently located in Germantown, or you can check them out online at smilecentermemphis.com.
Heart Royal Flush Tour 2024.
Barracuda.
November 14th, FedEx Forum. A journey through the hits and timeless classics. The iconic band returns with special guests. Jason Bonham's Led Zeppelin Evening. Tickets on sale Friday at 10 a.m. at heart-music.com. Heart with Jason Bonham's Led Zeppelin Evening. Produced by AEG Presents.
The World is a Vampire.
The World is a Vampire Tour. One massive show. The Smashing Pumpkins. September 10th, Bank Plus Amphitheater.
Come and meet your new guys.
Special guest, Paris. The Smashing Pumpkins. On sale Friday, 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster. Produced by Live Nation.
Hi, I'm Kamiko, the founder of Miko's Hot Chicken. When we started our family restaurant, we were also raising a family. But let me tell you, it wasn't easy. Our Chase Inc. car was there to reward us on all of our business needs. Now we have a thriving location, and we're hungry for more.
With the Chase Inc. Business Unlimited card, you can earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase, so your business can go from here to possible. Chase for business. Make more with yours. Real business owners compensated for their participation. Cards issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, and member FDIC, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
You're in hot water, mister.
What'd I do?
I told you months ago our utility bills were getting higher because of that old outdated tank water heater.
Maybe it's time we finally switched to a Navien tankless.
Learn about Navien's high-efficiency tankless water heaters, endless hot water, all while helping you save on your energy costs.
Hey, look at this. Our utility bill is lower since we got the Navien tankless water heater.
Who's in hot water now?
We are, all the time.
Learn more at tanklessmadesimple.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love with the free Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams with Odyssey. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download the free Odyssey app today.
Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
She nursed him there.
Frame Corner is the place to go. when you need something framed. How about that? That makes sense, doesn't it? But it's like you walk in and you buy a frame. But what they're really great at is custom framing. So whatever. Maybe your kid played their last sports game and you want the high school game and they want their jersey framed. Do what the Memphis Tigers did when they wanted their jerseys framed for senior day. Go to the frame corner. That's what they did. You want something to look beautiful to last forever. It's really a memory that is being framed to hang up and then pass down. It's Frame Corner Memphis. They do spectacular custom framing. FrameCornerMemphis.com. It's 5035 Park Avenue. Joined now by John Martin. John, it turns out, so Drew Hill is getting his marriage license today because you got to do that within 30 days of when you're getting married, and his wedding is bearing down upon us. Very exciting. But he said all the happy couples are listening to the Jeff Gawkins Show. And so we've taken advantage of this to give a little marital advice. Jeffrey gave his, unconventional, have things that you hate in common, was his. I have embraced the John Gottman 6-second kiss every day, at least a 6-second kiss every day.
Nice.
And I wanted your marriage advice, John. This is your opportunity.
I'm a terrible husband, so I just...
Well, okay.
I'm not.
You can talk about it from that perspective. What should you do better?
Everything. I'm so, like, consumed with my work.
Uh-huh.
And I don't really set aside time for us. I'm trying to figure out, like, is that just the byproduct of having two kids and one that's, like, really young, you know? Like, am I supposed to be doing that right now? Because, like, there ain't no way in hell. There ain't no way in hell.
Get the word out. I don't think you got the whole word out. You stopped yourself, didn't you?
If there's 6-second eye contact, it would be a good day.
But what if you started on your first day of marriage and say, every day, no matter what, we're going to have one. It doesn't have to be anything more than that. Just a 6-second kiss. This is a guy named John Gottman.
Yeah.
And Claire has believes in it.
John Gottman doesn't have two kids under 4.
Okay, let me ask you this.
So he can go.
You can have
John,
six.
Let me say this about John Gottman.
You can have six.
John Gottman,
you
got, it's can only kiss six. My ass for 6 seconds.
It's only 6 seconds. It's only 6 seconds.
Yeah, but, I mean, you're just not, but 6 seconds
is an
eternity.
It doesn't have to be naked,
you know?
Or anything, you know? It's just 6 seconds.
6 seconds is an eternity. It really is. It's like, you don't have time for that, bro. I don't have time for that.
Okay, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this.
Anything for 6 seconds.
How can Penny Hardaway continue to deepen the relationship he has with the players on his roster such that it doesn't end in acrimony and divorce?
Well,
I'm not recommending here the 6-second kiss.
Right. Yeah, I mean, listen, it's
I mean, you tell me what
you're not in there.
What?
I'm not in his program, you know? So it's
right.
Hard for me to say, like, I can analyze myself as a husband and say, you know, I don't do this, you know. But again, I'm gonna say, in my defense, two kids just makes that a lot harder. I'm not in the Memphis basketball program. I mean, I have my opinions, you know, and over the years, I definitely think there's things he could have done differently. You know, I've got a piece coming up today in the Daily Memphian just about, you know, what that might have looked like if, you know, things had been different. But, you know, there's no question that whatever he has been doing, it's not working, because you don't have to have a roster full of guys that have been in your program. Like, that's impossible to expect or pull off.
Right, what were the numbers that Goodman was, had some numbers about people in the portal? What were his numbers?
It was like, so the portal's been open for 15 days. We already have over 1,100 players in the portal. There's 30 days left of the portal being open. And so basically what Goodman was saying is he expects there to be another 1,400 or so that enter the portal in the next
Holy
30 days.
Crap.
Yeah.
So 2,500 in the portal.
Mean, I mean, if you do the math, you know, 15 or I don't remember how many scholarship players each team gets, but, you know, 13 or 15 times 340, I mean, you're really talking about damn near 67% of the entire sport entering the portal. You know, it's cause obviously guys move on and graduate and run out of eligibility. So it's just it's impossible to expect in this day and age. But you really have to have one. You have to have one or two guys that have been with you to be successful, you know? I mean, it's just true. I'm not saying they have to be there for 3 years, they have to be there for 4 years, but you have to have guys that have stayed, you know, have been there for multiple years. There's not a team, you know, I mean, UConn has got, like Tristan Newton didn't start his career at UConn, but this is his second year there. He stayed. You know, Alex Caravan's a sophomore. He stayed. Donovan Clingan's a sophomore. He stayed. You have to have Purdue had Zach Edey, who, by the way, Zach Edey was not some National Player of the Year when he showed up.
He was a three-star.
He was a three-star recruit who averaged 8-4, okay? Like, that is not in any way, shape, or form like, oh, I just know that guy's going to be somebody who can score 40 and 16 in a tournament game, right? So you have to there's some balance of I see potential in this young man and want to invest in this young man while also probably not being able to play him as much as he would like, you know, as a young player and keeping him. And that's not easy. But again, the best ones find a way to do it.
Creating a belief in that player that the best thing for their development would be to a belief and a trust that, okay, I didn't play that much this year, but I see how my career is going to go. I see what next year is going to bring. And I see what, you know, and that's, there is an element of faith and trust that you build up over the course of the year that I'm not in that program either, but I can't imagine it helps when you start one day and get DNPs the next, right?
Yeah, I mean, there has to be, I think, a very clear and direct plan. And again, that's something that Penny's going to have to come up with, right? Like, you can't just be by feel. You can't manage a kid's career by feel.
Because you can't sell that to the kid. Then he's like, next year, what if Penny isn't feeling me on a given day?
I think that's where Penny really gets sideways is, you know, he sort of promises, he tells... Penny is sort of king of sweet nothings in the recruiting process, right? I mean, this was when, you know, this is before the portal days. But, you know, he would always sort of tell whatever you wanted to hear, he'd tell you. Preston Chua, you're going to play some point guard, bro. DJ Jeffries, you're going to play some point guard, bro. Like he was the king of that. And then they get here and they're like, wait a minute, I'm not playing point guard here. Like, I'm playing center. So I think that's where, you know, Penny gets a little sideways. It's just, you know, again, I understand he wants to get the player. But I think what would behoove him more in the future
Jonathan is, Pierre told Parth, he said it was chaotic, right? That's what he told him. And DJ Jeffries said he said it was roles, right, is one of the reasons he left.
Correct. So I think it would just, you know, honestly, is as basic and as rudimentary as it sounds, I really just think honesty is going to be the best policy for Penny in the future. And you know, however long that future may be at Memphis, right?
What does that mean?
Just be upfront. Well, I'm just saying, like, I don't know that, you know, there's going to be six more years of the Hardaway era here. You know, I mean, if it may all be
why not
if he doesn't make a because he's only made two tournaments in 6 years. What are you talking about?
Well, I expect him to make it next year. I expect him to make it next year. I do. Yeah, I expect him to make it next year.
With all due respect, based on what?
Based on my fundamental optimism, my belief in Penny Hardaway's ability to get players, and the fact that two of the last 3 years he's made it and should have made it this year. He had a talented enough roster to make it this year. There, how about that?
Let me ask you. Let me put you on a stand. Let me put you on the stand, Jeff.
Okay.
Get up on that stand.
I'm on the stand. I swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Mr. Calkins, did, in your opinion, Penny Hardaway get players last year?
Yes, he did.
Mr. Calkins did Penny Hardaway last year start his season 15-2.
Yes, he did.
Mr. Calkins, do you expect Penny Hardaway's team to start 15-2 this season?
I do not, no.
That's all.
That's it. First of all, when you're doing cross-exam, you do it like, you even maybe more closed. And you do it like this. You do it like, hey.
I didn't want an objection from Jeffrey, no, all right?
Because on cross, you can ask totally leading questions like this. Like, you can hey, it's true. It is true, is it not, that last year you said he got good players. Isn't that true, John? Last year you said he got good players. Is that not true?
Absolutely.
Okay. And last year he started out 15-2 with those players. That's correct, isn't it?
It is, yes.
Yes, isn't that correct? And this year you do not expect him to have as good a roster on paper as last year. Isn't that right?
That is correct.
Isn't that right? And so it's therefore hard to believe, isn't it, if you're being honest with yourself, that he's going to have a better year this year than last year. Isn't that correct?
That is absolutely correct, yes.
Yeah. I rest my case. Yeah. That's how you do it.
You're the one who said he believes. You're the one. You're not me.
I know, but I was just taking you through it. I was just showing you how a professional.
No, I enjoyed that. I enjoyed that greatly. Yeah. But I also see why you got out of law, man. I mean, that was, you're a little rusty. But yes, I that's kind of where I'm at with it. Like, I just kind of feel like it's hard to expect. Now, again, maybe he put, like this PJ Haggerty fella.
Yep.
If he can get him, and I mean David Jones. Okay. You know what I'm saying? That's a hell of a start. That's a hell
if
of a start.
You get PJ, and that is in fact the reason for optimism. That he always
does. As long
does.
As that's possible, right?
If you read the translation of Parth's story, that did not rule out at all David Jones returning, and it made me kind of feel better about it. And then you add Haggerty, and then you got a core right there. Do you think Ashton Hardaway is going to be a credible player, by the way?
I think he's got a chance because of the skills, you know, but by the way,
yes.
Did you see the breaking news of the NFL?
I was trying to tell him.
He's texting me it right now. Jeffrey's going to break in. What's the breaking news?
Jeff, according to Adam Schefter, the Buffalo Bills are finalizing a trade to send four-time Pro Bowl wide receiver Stephon Diggs to the Houston Texans for draft pick compensation.
That's a huge financial hit is the problem. But maybe with the trade, it's not going to – draft pick compensation is not going to be elite draft pick compensation. Wow. Stephon Diggs.
Dude.
Dealt.
The Texans. Oh, my God.
I mean, obviously, what happened there is Stephon Diggs wanted, you know, it got to be untenable.
Right.
It was the complete Stephon Diggs experience. He was great. And then it blew up, right?
So you guys have no receivers anymore.
Sadly, we have no receivers at this point. No, that's not true. That's not true. They just signed from Washington.
Curtis Samuel?
Yeah, exactly. He's our number one.
Man, that don't count, bro.
Curtis.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.